So in 2007, Congress passed a law, and it says if you run a drug study in America, you have to post the results, all of them, not just the ones that worked, but the ones that did not work, and the ones that where they hurt people as well. And that's the law. So, and when I say results, I'm not talking about we did a study. I mean the actual numbers. Did the drugs work on the thing you said that they were measuring? How many people got sick? How many people died? All of that is required by law. Because if a company runs 10 studies and only 2 out of 8 work, and they only show the good ones and suppress the bad ones, then the doctor and the patient are misled, especially in the consent form, the informed consent, when patients sign off that they know the risks and benefits. So that's the law for about 19 years. The fine for breaking this law is about $13,000 a day per trial omitted. So every day they're late, the meter runs. 13 grand per day. So take a wild guess how many fines the FDA has collected in those 19 years. If you guess zero, you are correct. Zero, not a dollar. So Oxford University did the math, and if the FDA had enforced the law, pharma would owe $19 billion. 3 weeks ago, the end of March, the new FDA commissioner, Dr. Marty McCarry, put out this announcement, and he said pharma has been suppressing unfavorable clinical trial results. And he used the word suppressing, which means hiding, not showing, omitting. So this is like the first time a commissioner in that job has come out in the open and said it. He sent messages to 2,200 companies, 2,200. And the message wasn't a fine. It was just saying, hey, you know, we see you. We know you're out of compliance. You have to fix it. That's it. And you might say that's a little thing, but just take a look at the enforcement that happened in the last 19 years. The only letters that were sent out were like 8 in 19 years.